all the talk of a potential government shutdown, the stock market took a little bit of a hit. Tom Trabucco is the Director of External Affairs at the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, and he's here with the results from March. March numbers not too terrible, are they, Tom?
No, Francis, pretty good across the board. For the monthly returns in March, the G Fund, never has a bad day, of course, came in at 0.26. The F Fund came in at 0.06. The C fund at 0.04. The S fund was our big gainer for the month at 2.06. But then the international fund, the I fund, did have an off month. It was off 2.23%.
And the I fund is doing overall okay year to date. 12-month numbers are pretty strong, but it's easy to understand with all the turmoil going on around the world why the I fund might have taken a little bit of a drop this month.
That's right. And remember, there's always a currency play in there. It has to do with the value of the dollars.
Okay.
So that will affect I fund returns.
Now, last week during all this shutdown stuff, while you were out of town, and impeccable timing on your part, by the way, I must say.
Wonderful, wasn't it? I planned.
Congratulations on that. A lot of folks were saying, what would happen to my TSP account? What would happen to the call center? All that jazz.
Sure.
Where do you guys get your money from? You're not appropriated by Congress like an agency, right?
That's correct. Right. We receive no annual appropriations from the Congress, and the Congress set it up that way so that we'd be insulated from all of the politics associated with the budget process, the appropriations process, and even the debt limit process. We get our funding first from the forfeitures of folks covered by FERS who don't stay in the 3 years required to vest in the agency automatic contributions. So we pick up some forfeitures and we use those expenses that source first. But then we rely pro rata on participants' accounts. So depending on how big your account is, your charge is assessed as a percentage against that. So we like to think that our funding is of participants, by participants, and for participants, and that's the way the fiduciaries are set up to act, solely in the interest of the P's and B's.
And that is exactly how pretty much every other financial plan that parallels the TSP works in the private sector, so that makes a lot of sense. The whole idea that the great thing people always say, though, is the fees that they pay, that it costs the members to be in the TSP, are just an infinite fraction compared to what it costs me to be in a, I'm in a pretty good plan here, but I still pay a lot higher fees for my plan than people who are in the TSP.
That's right. Yeah, last year our fees were 0.0246%. So if you're keeping track, that's 2.5 approximately basis points, which means you're paying 25 cents per $1,000 of account balance. So that's the complete charge against participants, and that's one of the reasons that we feel that that we have such a high participation rate here. We've just popped up again on the FERS participation rate for March, up over 85%. It's the highest we've been since September 2008, and you'll recall that's when the slide started, and some people started to think, well, I better save my money because the market was heading south, which indeed it did, but it has largely recovered from that fall. In fact, I saw when I got back from vacation that Director of Investments Tracy Ray had done a little piece for the NARF magazine, the National Association, or the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Organization. And if I can read you just a couple of sentences.
Sure.
From her analysis, she says in that piece, "What a difference a couple of years makes. On March 9th, 2 years ago, the TSP equity funds were at their lows as the country and the world were engulfed in a financial crisis. Now all of those funds have more than doubled. The CNI funds are up 105%, and the S fund is up a whopping 148%.
Hmm. It's the analogy that you and I have talked about a million times before. You don't go to the department store, see something on sale, and go, nah, you know what? I'm going to wait and buy this when it's full price again.
That's right.
It doesn't. I've failed to see that logic. I was just having that conversation with a friend of mine over the weekend. saying the very same thing. Well, stock market's looking pretty good. I think I'm going to get back in.
Right.
And I said, dude, you missed it.
You missed it.
You
That's
missed
right.
it. The time to buy. Warren Buffett says all the time, be fearful when other people are courageous and be courageous when others are fearful, or something along those lines.
It's good advice. And yeah. and it's one of the beauties of a plan of this type, that by putting it in every 2 weeks, you're putting it in when it's low and when it's high. So you're averaging out. It's very difficult to consistently time the market correctly.
Yeah.
The pros can't do it. So that's why I find a sense of solace in the dollar cost averaging approach of every 2 weeks, putting in the same amount. And that way I'm never missing those bargains that are out there.
I have become an expert, I must say, at timing the market once. And unfortunately, to make any money doing it, you have to be able to do it twice.
That's right. It
yeah.
takes two.
So I can do it halfway, which, if you ask my wife, is pretty much how I approach a lot of things in life. But that's a whole other story. Did all this talk about a shutdown and everything have any effect on participation? Did you see call center action go up or down or
no.
transfers or anything?
It really didn't. I watched the transfers very closely, and there really was not a pop at all there. I checked the numbers on the calls coming in. It was a little bit higher than normal, but boy, not much. We did put information on our website early on to let people know that none of this would have any effect on us, that we'd be open for business throughout. I guess that we've got two more coming up. There's going to be the budget process for 2012. I haven't seen anything in there yet affecting the TSP, so we'll keep our eye on that. And then the debt limit is coming up for an increase. That has come up 20 sometimes since we've been in existence, and it does have an effect on the G fund, because when the government runs up against its debt limit, it can no longer issue debt securities to the G fund.
Mm.
But we do have a guarantee written in law that once the debt limit is raised, those G fund securities will be reissued, and based on that statutory protection, we again can continue to operate as normal, even through a debt limit hiatus.
So everybody can just breathe, when it comes to the TSP, as far as shutdown stuff goes.
That's right.
One more quick question for you. You mentioned participation rates. Are you making some headway on getting military personnel enrolled, making them aware of what's going on?
Absolutely. Yeah, that number continues to grow. And let me see if I can find it here. Uniformed Services, we are just about to cross the 700,000 mark on Uniformed Services, and I see that has grown in the last year by about 35,000.
Good.
So that's we're on that growth trajectory there. It takes a while. Remember, there's not a match for the members of the uniformed services.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not quite as attractive as it is for FERS people, but I think that they understand the basic design of the program is good, and although they don't members of the uniformed services, especially the younger ones, don't get paid much, sometimes they don't have much of opportunity to spend it. So maybe they can boost their savings a little bit in the TSP for the future.
Well, welcome back from vacation. Welcome back to reality. It's great to have you back, and I'll look forward to talking to you again same time next week, Tom.
Thank you.